This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Tes Zion Omed Aleph, two shuras after the Gemara's Beis Tochmah. The sugya is talking about Tumas Mashkin. Rav holds Mashkin have no Tumah Midiraisa. And Shmuel holds they can become Tumah. Now we learned Akasha was asked on Shmuel. Well, where did Shmuel learn that Mashkin have Tumah Midiraisa? That's how he translates the pasuk. Kol Mashkin Asher Yishose V'Chol Kli Yitmo. The Mashke can become Tomer. So he asked the Kashe, if that's the source, so it means the Torah called Mashkin Tomer. But there's another pasuk that says, Abosa Asher Yiga V'Chol Tomer Lo Ye'Ocho. So if a bosa touches anything that the Torah called Tomer, the bosa can be eaten. So we see that Mashkin could be metame something else. So Shmuel holds that Mashkin can become Tomei Menatera because of this pasuk which calls it Tomei. How can Shmuel say Mashkin have only Tumah for themselves, but it cannot be metame something else? If the Torah calls it Tomei, according to Shmuel, and the pasuk says anything that touches something Tomei can be eaten, so therefore Mashkin should be metame something else. That's a medic cash. I'll talk that over before we start. Now remember, the cash is not based on the fact that Shmuel said, Mashkim atome midaraisa. That's not the cash. The cash is because Shmuel learns from the pasuk that calls it tome. If the pasuk calls it tome, then it should be mitame something else, like it says, "Abosa shayiga behold tame lo yocho." Anything that the Torah tells calls tame can be mitame something else. So how can Shmuel say the mashkin are only tame for themselves, not mitame something else? And learns from the pasuk, "Hol mashkin asher yishos hol kli yitmo." The Torah calls it tame; it should be able to mitame something else. Talk about it once more. Tezayin Amid Aleph two shuras after Gemara spread Toshma. Behol Mashke Asher Yishose Behol Kli Yitmo. So here it seems an open pasuk that Mashkin can become Tomei Midaraisa, and it's a kash on Rav that said Mashkin have no Tumei Midaraisa. Kash on Rav who said Mashkin have no Tumei Midaraisa. And for the Gemara, Rav will say, Ma Yitmo, it doesn't mean that the Mashkin itself can become Tami. No. Mashkin have no Tumah at all, Minatera. Hirsher. It means that the Mashkin can cause something to become Tami if a dead Sheretz or some other Tumah will touch that object after it had been subjected to Mashkin. Mashkin only Machshel a Kabbal Tumah. That's how it learns Yitmo. Yitmo means it made Machshir the object of Mimakabal Tumah. But now that Machshir itself, the Mashkin itself becomes Tumah. For Egmar Hirshir, you need that Pasuk to tell that Mashkin or Machshir the Kabbal Tumah, it makes something fit to become Tumah. Mereisha Dekor Shamedle. The previous part of the Pasuk, we hear this. It says, Mikol Oichal Asher Yeochel, Asher Yavah B'mayim. Anything that comes in water and the tumah touches it becomes tamei. Open pasuk. Anything that was subject to water later can become tamei. So how can you tell me this pasuk here is repeating the same idea? That mashkin asher yishos v'chol kli yitmo is machshir kabbal tumah. Don't need two psukim of the same thing. And thing what we do. Chad bitvush. One pasuk is talking about water that's in the keli. This second pasuk, Asher Yishoseh V'Kli. Pusha means it's uprooted from its well, from the river, from the pond, and put in the keli. The chad, in the first pasuk, Echol Asher Yavah B'Mayim, means B'Mechuborim, where the water is attached to the ground, like in a well or a spring. And it's telling us in two separate halachas that the water is machshel kabel tuma. And you need both psukim to tell us that water hugorim is machshel kabel tuma and water tlushim. Neither pasuk is talking about the water itself becoming tuma. It's out of the question, the Rav says. There's no tuma l'mashkin min atzer at all. But only to be machshel kabel tuma, you have two separate psukim. And why do you need two separate psukim? So you need both. V'yashmein and bitlushim. If he would tell us water that's tolish, that you drew in a bucket, that's machshel kabel tuma, I would say mishum d'achshel, you made it important. Took it and put it into a bucket. In the kerlet, you made it important. That's why it's machshel kabel tuma. Avol mechubar. But water that's naturally in the pond or in the well, and nobody did anything to it, I would say, lo, it's not important enough to be machshel. That's why yet another pasuk you say, even mechuborim are also machshel kabel tuma. And if he tells us mechuborim, I would say, do you know why mechuborim are machshel kabel tuma? Mishum dekayme, since they're standing in the original place, chshivas have a chshivas. I'll explain that. Water in this place has a very important chshivas. Because even if you hold water, can become tuma, water in a pond, water in a mikveh, water in a river, in a lake, can never become tuma. It's called mechubar lekarka. That's its original place. The chshivas of water in its original place is such that even a real tuma, according to everybody, nobody will say water ever becomes tuma if it's in a mikveh or in a pond. So since water is so important in its place, it's chashuv, that's why if an apple falls into water, in a pond, it becomes mukshel kabel tuma because the water is chashuv. Avol tlushim, but the water that's tallish, the water that's tallish is not so chashuv. Another kind of chshivas. Water that's mechuba, you can table in it. Water that's tallish, water in the top, you can't table in it. Mayim shuvim, you can't table. So therefore, water that's in its original place is chashuv. So if an apple falls in there, it becomes mukshel kabel tuma. With water in a pot, you can't table there. But it's tolish, mayim shuvim, since it's not choshet as far as tefillah is concerned. So therefore, I would say it can't be machshe either. That's why the other pasuk can say, no, even mayim tlushet are also machshe. But both two can come only to tell us that water is machshe. But according to Rav, no pasuk is saying that water becomes tuma. But he also knows this thing as Tumah L'Mashkin Min HaTorah, say that. There's a pasuk, Ach Mayon, a well, Uboya, a pit of water, Mikveh Mayim, any gathering of water, Yiyeh Torah, it'll be Torah. It means, since it's Mechubah L'Karke, in a natural way, a pool, a mikveh, well, it's toya. Can never become tummy. So it seems, had you put it into a bucket, into a pot, the water could become tummy. Since the Torah specifies only these don't become tummy. Mayon, ubeo, mikveh mayim. It seems if you had a pot full of water, it could become tummy. Since the Kasha Rav says, there's no tumel and maskim in HaTorah at all. So Rav answers, my, what's meant, yiyeh toya? Not it's toya from tuma. No. Water even in a pot can become tuma in HaTorah. Don't have to have a mayan or a boya or a mikveh not to become tuma. Even a pot of water can become tuma. What's meant, yiyeh toya? The person or the thing that dips into it when it's tuma, that makes him toya. Yiyeh toya mitum mosay. However, suppose he would take a dip in a bathtub or a dip in a big pot of water, it won't help. Because it's not a mikveh anymore. Not mitaya mitum mosay. So he's not talking here about the thing becoming tuma or not. It's out of the question, Rav says. Even water in a keli cannot become tuma. But the difference between a natural pool of water and a pot of water is if it's metaya, bidei tume. Mikveh is metaya, somebody who's tame. You take a keli that's tame, put it in the mikveh, it becomes taya. But if you dip a keli that's tame in a pot of water, it won't help. Shuvim won't help to be metaya from tume. Say that. Now the Gemara goes back to what had been mentioned before. Before he mentioned, when it comes to being machshel a kabel tume, water, whether it's mechubel or whether it's tolosh, in both cases it's machshel a kabel tume. Try the Gemara. Utlushin mi machshirin can liquids. Tolosh means water that's tolosh. The water that's tolosh can be machshel a kabel tume. This din that we learned above of Yeser ben Yoezer, who said that the mashkin in the place where the mizbeach is, or where you shech the korbanos, or old Torah mashkin in the base of Mikdash Torah, lo dayan shein daka. Not only their Torah themselves, ela shein machshir in the cannot be machshir the kabel tumen. So here we have a statement that things that are tolish are not machshel the kabel tumah. It means water that's tolish is not machshel the kabel tumah. So whether you're saying that tolushin are machshel the kabel tumah? Above we learn, mashke beis mitzvahaya dakam. The mashke in the azore of the beis hamikdash are toya. And now, along comes Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Hanin, and he adds, not only they're toher, but they're not even machshel something else like Kabbal Tumah. So you see that Mayim Tlushim are not machshel like Kabbal Tumah. So what are you telling me about Tlushim are machshel like Kabbal Tumah? And Tzadik Gemara. Tzadik Gemara explained, Al-Dam. It means only Dam, he says, is not machshel like Kabbal Tumah. Dam of Karbonis is not machshel like Kabbal Tumah. All other mashkin, even water, even when it's tallish, are machshel kabel tumen. But Rabbi Yisrael Hanina said that a mashkin based on the chaya and not machshel kabel tumen, refers to only one thing as dam. Dam is also a mashkin. But a dam of the karbonis that we use for the kabolas hadam and the zlikas hadam, that's not machshel kabel tumen. It's an exception. We'll soon see why. That's the only one. Otherwise, everything, and even water in Kelim, even Tlushim, are Mashal Kabbalah. The Omar Rebbe Chia, by Rabbi Omar Rebbe Yechidah, Minayin, how do I know that Dam Koshim, Shein and Machshel, mean Dam Koshim of the Korbonis that we use for Zrikas Adam, did not Machshel, Shinema. Al Ho'ores, Tishbechim, the Kamai, the Torah is talking about Dam. You should pour the Dam on the ground like water. Now he's talking about dam of ordinary behemoths, not korbanos. In a shech the behemoth, the water can be poured on the ground. You don't have to make kisei hadam. Only when you shech birds or wild animals like deer, birds or deer, then you have to cover up the dam. But you shech cattle and sheep, you can pour their blood on the ground like water, does not require kisei hadam. But since the Torah has the word kamayim, so we say, dam shenishbech kamayim machshir. What kind of dam is machshir? Dam is also one of the liquids that's machshir. But what kind of a dam can be machshir? Dam that you pour on the ground. That's dam of chuler that you don't use for the mizbeah. But dam she'eino nishbech kamayim, because you need it to be mekabel in a keli and to be zerek on the mizbeah, ain't a machshir. So that's an exception. So dam called bonus is not machshel kabbalah. That's the dam that he said, Yisrael Hanina said, that maske based mitzvahaya are not machshel kabbalah. But all other maskim are machshel kabbalah and even mayim tlushim. Say that. Maske v'lorav Shmuel Bami. That's the kasha. Now there are two kinds of dam. One is called dam ha-nefesh. That's a dam that comes at the time of shechita. And that's the dam that we use for Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika Saddam. After that, there comes another kind of Dham, which is called Dhamma Tamsis. Tamsis means what issues from the rest of the body. So Dhamma Tamsis is possible for Zrika on a Mizbeah, only Dhamma Nefesh. Now, by Dhamma Tamsis, the Nishpechemai, that's poured on the ground like water, even from Kobonis, we don't use it. The Eino Mafshe, it's not Mafshe, because it also was in the Azot, when they shech the behemoth, and they were in the Kabbal, the Dhamma Nefesh in the Keli, but Dham continued to come from the slaughtered behemoth. The Dhamma Tamsis, that was also found in the Azor. And since Rabbi Yisa, Rabbi Hanina said, no of the, none of the liquids, none of the Dham in the Azor is Mafshe the Kabbal Tumma, why shouldn't Dhamma Tamsis be Mafshe? If it's Nishpech Kemaya, you said Dham is not Mafshe because it's not Nishpech Kemaya. It's Mekabal and Akeli, and the Zerik on Mizbeah. But the Dhamma Tamsis, after the Mekabal of Dham and Akeli, Dham continues to come out of Behemoth, and therefore it's poured on the ground in the Azor. So it's Nishpech Kemaya. So it should be a Mafshe, according to you. But you, Rabbi Svanina says nothing in it. None of the Dham Azor is Mafshe. Omalei Abbas answered, Hanach, let go of the Sadri Dhamma Tamsa. Dhamma Tamsa is a different story. Da'afilu b'chulim na'amilu mafshe, not only in the Azore in Kobonis, even in Chulim. Although in Chulim, Dham Shchita b'chulim is mafshe because it's Dhamma Nefesh, but Dhamma Tamsa is never mafshe. For the Torah calls only Dhamma Nefesh a mafshe. That's what brings the posse. Dham Chalolim Yishtet. When it's called a mashke, and that's a dam, and the nefesh goes out with that dam. But dam, it comes after the nefesh has gone out, it's not called a mashke, even by chulin. Kiblo minei Rabbi Shmuel Bami. Rabbi Shmuel Bami accepted this teretz. He had asked the kash, and he accepted the teretz. Rama Rahman, rak hazak. Be careful, be strong. The vilti achil adam. And the deal is that the dam is korast. When it's korast, he's dam, ki adam hu hanefesh. That's what the Torah says. So we say, what kind of dam is real dam? To be chayav korast, dam shanefesh yoytzeh bo, by means of which the nefesh goes out of the behemoth, that's called dam. Dam shanefesh nefesh yoytzeh when you call it dam. So dam atam says it's not chayav korast. Whether it's chayav Allah or something else, it's a different story. Korast is not chayav. So we say Dhamma Tamsis is not real Dham. And therefore, Dhamma Tamsis, even by Chulin, is never Mafshe LeKabbal Tumma. But Dham Anefesh by Chulin is Dham. That's Chayav Koras and Mafshe LeKabbal Tumma. Only in the Azor, where you don't have any Chulin, only Dham Koshim, so the Dham Shchita of Koshim is not Mafshe because it's not Nishpach Kemayim. And the Tamsis, Dhamma Tamsis of Kochim is not Mahasa because no Dhamma Tamsis is called Dham. Say that. Toshma Dham Shenitma. We learn. If Dham became Tommy, was okay, and the Kohen was there get anyhow on the Mizbeah, despite the fact that it was Tommy. B'shegig, if it was done b'shegig, who is it? It's accepted, and the carbon is good. The major is done knowingly, low words. Now what do we see here? That there's such a thing that Dham that's Tomei, and it's a kasha on Rab that says that Dham has no tumor of its own at all, Minatoya. And here, in Mashke, it's based Mitachaya, inside the Azor. Inside the Azor, we go back to the Din Torah. So we see that Dham, Min HaTorah, can become Tomei. It's a Kasha Rav who says there's no Tumah of Mashkin at all. Dham is a Mashkin, and still becomes Tomei. And for the Gemara, Mid HaRabbonon, is done that became tame, only with the rabbi. The rabbi said done can it become tame. However, if you want to say that, that's meant to tame with the rabbanon, so it contradicts Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda who said that mashke based with the higher dakar, that all the mashkim in the Azor are toya, including dam. So this Mishnah that says dam can become tame, the rabbanon, that the low Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda said, all that dam could become tame the rabbanon, all that's in the Azor. Once more now, this Mishnah is explained now, and not being in contradiction to Rav. Rav holds that no tumah d'mashkin at all min haTorah, so this dam couldn't become tumah min haTorah. It's tumah with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, if you take dam as tumah the Rabbanan and be amazed, you're zerik it, so he put a punishment on you, said, lo hutzit. Tumah is not accepted. It's only the Rabbanan that became tumah. But the question arises, Yosef ben Yehuda said, all the mashkin in the Azor are Toya, and according to Rav, Toya means they're entirely Toya. Toya midaraisa. If they're Toya midaraisa, Yosef ben Yehuda said, it remains Toya. The Rabbanan didn't make any Gezeres in the Azor. And now we're learning Pshat that the Rabbanan did make a Gezeres, the Rabbanan, on Dam of a Korban in the Azor. So this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. This Mishnah holds that could be dam kolshim bazar, they did become tamid zera. On what kind of psulim of korbanos did the tzitzis of the kohen gadol atone? The din is, the Torah says, v'nosa aharon, when Aaron wears on his forehead, he wears a tzitz with the name of Hashem, he'll carry, it means he'll atone for the sin of korbanos. It means certain kinds of psulim in korbanos, he is mechaper. The fact that the tzitz on Aaron's forehead causes certain kinds of psulim to be made kosher in the korbanos. Now the question is, what kind of psulim korbanos is the tzitz meratzeh? Meratza means, sees his mechaper, makes it acceptable. Meratza makes it acceptable. Al hadam, if dam becomes tamei, now what that means has to be explained a little more. If you are to be just learned that the mezid before lo hutzit, but right now we're learning kipashtus, that sees his meratza on dam that becomes tamei, and that the Kohen was Zerik Dam Tome, the Korban is accepted, it's Meratze, because of the Tzitz of Aaron HaKohen. Al HaBos, if Bosa becomes Tome. Now, Bosa actually never becomes kosher to eat. If Bosa is Tome, he can't eat it. That's Misa B'di Shamayim to eat. Bosa Tome, but it means this, that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, he holds you cannot be zerig the dam unless there's some boso for which the zrike is meratze to make the meat fit to eat. Suppose there's no boso at all, let's say a bird carried off the boso, he holds you cannot go ahead with the zrike sadam. Im ain boso, ain dam. Boso or chelet, can't have one of the two, boso or chelet. You need boso, so the zrike sadam will be mechaper on the boso to eat, or chelev, so the zrike sadam will be mechaper on the chelev that will be fit to burn down the mizbeah. So the question is, suppose there is boso, but it became tamei, you can't eat it. Still, the tzitz is meratze, that you can miser yadam even for boso that's tamei. That's a chiddush. Although, im ein boso, you should say ein dam, without bosa, dam won't help. But the tzitz is merasa. When Aaron HaKohen is wearing the tzitz on his forehead, then it's going to help, even though the bosa became tamei, and you can be zerig the dam. Al achela became tamei. When Aaron HaKohen is wearing the tzitz, it's merasa, even though the achela is tamei, and you zerg the dam, so the dam becomes his meratz. Bein b'shege, bein b'meizeh, bein b'meizeh, bein b'meizeh, bein b'meizeh, bein b'meizeh. Now this I have to explain. Here it says bein b'shege, bein b'meizeh. What we learn, that dam is tamei, only b'shege, not b'meizeh. So it's explained in one of two ways, the two different solutions of this. Pay attention. One teretz is, where the dam became tamei b'shege, then the tzitz is meratzit. Can tamei b'meizeh, the Chachamim said, we punish him. And we don't let the korban be accepted. But suppose the dam became tamei, b'shege, then it makes no difference whether it's zereg the dam b'meizeh or zereg b'shege. As long as the dam became tamei b'shege, we accept the ritzoy tzitz, and we say that Hachom didn't punish him, no matter whether if he made the zrika b'shege or b'meizeh. It's one pshat. Another pshat is like this: if the dam became tamei, b'shege or b'meizeh, it makes no difference. In all cases, the tzitz is meratzah. Was the question? Was it zerig the dam b'shege? Good. Zerig the dam b'meizeh. The Chachamim said, we punish him that the korban is no good. Two separate tzitzim. So one pshat, the previous shegeg amezi goes on the way he became tamei, or the previous shegeg amezi the way he was zerek. Two different perushim. I'll soon repeat that. But we see anyhow here that dam could become tamei, and you need the reeds or tzitz to make the korban acceptable, but the dam is tamei. So Kashan Rabbi says, there's no tumme or mashkim at all, and for all midrabban. It's tumme only midrabban. Midraisit, it's like Rav said, no tumme or mashkim at all. But midrabban is a question. Yosef ben Ezra said in the Azorah, there's no tumme midrabban on any mashkim. And he said, there is tumme midrabban in the Azorah? The Lord is Yosef ben Ezra. That's the terrace. He said, now once more, just the kasha was asked before. Here it says, Nitzitz is Meratze, whether Shegeg or Mezi. And above we said it's a difference. The Mezi is Lohutze. So there are two Tehutze. One tells us, Nitzitz is Meratze, whether he was Zerge, Dam, Shegeg, or Mezi. As long as the Dam became Tomei, be Shegeg. Dam became Tomei, be Mezi, then Nitzitz won't help with Rabban. Now the Tehutze is, Nitzitz is Meratze, whether it became Tomei Shegeg or Mezid. As long as he was Zerig, it was Shegeg. If Zerig was Mezid, the Chachamim said, this won't be Meratzim in the Rabban. Say that inside. So he asked the Chieze Ovan Hunayse, what kind of psul in the Karbonis does Aaron Kehem by wearing the tzitz cause it to be acceptable? Im Abba in Pigol. If it's a sin that when a Kayan, when he was making the avodah of the Kom, said, I'm going to eat it chusle mekayme. I'm going to eat the Kom chusle mekayme. Eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Azor. If it's kosher, kosher. It makes the Kom possible by such a machshavah. And even though he doesn't eat it outside, by merely saying that while he's doing one of the avodas, it makes it pigul and it's possible. If that's what he's talking about, you can't say Aaron will be meratzah for that. Hare Kornel said, lo yeros, it won't be accepted. It won't be included in the ritzoy tzitz. Pigul is a psul that the tzitz won't help to overcome. Im Ava in Noisa, they say it means that the Kayam is doing the Aveda, said he's going to eat the Bosa, Chutzlis Mane, beyond the proper time. Or he'll be Zerig the Dam, beyond the proper time. That's a Machshavit. Here it calls it Noisa, elsewhere it's called Pigo. A Machshavit Chutzlis Mane. If that's what the Tzitz is, that's not possible to say. It cannot be considered. Nothing will help. Won't be considered. So what does the tzitz actually meratze for? Or ainu marneise ela aben tumen. Only things of tumen. Why did I say tumen, nothing else? But tumen has a certain leniency. Shehutro miklola b'tzibor. In a korban tzibor, it's mutter to make it even b'tumen. Any other korban, as a korban yochi, you bring a korban based on migdash, so the kayan is tummy, can be makiv your korban. But a korban tzibor, even the kayan tummy, can be makiv your korban tzibor. So we see tumen has a certain side of leniency. Oh, since we find that leniency by tumen, so that leads us to say that when this Aaron sees Meratzon and some psul of Tumen. Now, what kind of Tumen? My love doesn't mean Tumen is Dam. That's the first thing that occurs to us. But the Korban and the Dam of the Korban became Tumen. And since you need a Ritzay Tzitz for the Dam, it seems that the Dam is Tumen Midaraisa. Dam didn't have a Tumen Midaraisa, then what do you need the Tzitz for? So the Kashan Rabbi says, Dam and all Mashkim have no tumah of their own midaraisa, that's a kasha. They have no tumah at all, so why did they raise the tzitz for it? Omar Rav Pope, look, tumas kemotzim. The tzitz is for tumah of the kemets of the mincha. Now you could have said something else, like you learned above. Chelev and Dam, Chelev and the Bosa. But he said tumas kemotzim. The Kayan takes the kemets out of the mincha, and he burns the kemets on the Mizbeah. So even though the kemets is Tomei, still it's Meratze, the Mincha is accepted, but the tzitz is Meratze on that. But on Dam, there's no such thing as Ritzit tzitz, because you don't need Ritzit tzitz. But Dam never becomes Tomei at all, Minotze.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.